Now, let's read the fourth verse. He said, and I read the third verse again, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. I wonder why the light was good. Can you figure that one out? Why was it good? Because it came out of the one that was good. It was good because the one said it that was good. It couldn't be bad because the good said it. And God is good, isn't he? And so he said, and he saw what he said. If we could understand and stop trying to operate the natural over the spiritual, we'll see more of God manifest in our lives. We want to see it and then we'll see it. But God said it and he saw what he said. Oh, glory to God. I said, God said what he wanted and he saw what he said. I'm so good. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. You're so good. Oh. All right. And he said, now notice what he did after he said it and saw what he said and that it was good. Notice the last part of that verse. And God did what? God did what? God divided the light from the darkness. And they never mixed again. I'm going to say it again. Y'all didn't quite get it. God divided. They were mixed up. Because if you can't divide something, ain't mixed, already mixed. He divided the light from the darkness, and darkness and light never mixed again. And darkness had never comprehended light. I don't care how dark a place is, when light shows up, darkness flees just like that. It doesn't creep out like that. The minute light comes on, darkness gone. Hallelujah. So when we understand who we are in the creation of God and in the plan of God, we'll begin to treat life and conduct ourselves differently with situation. We will not allow them to have the influence and say so like we have in the past. They have too much to say and they have too much influence. And the reason why they have it, because men are not operating in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Darkness came from our enemy. Amen. And our enemy 2,000 years ago have been defeated. I mean, absolutely. Not going to be. Not only has he been defeated, he's already been judged. He already knows where he's going. Praise God. But let's talk about light today just a little more. Okay? Praise God. Let's look just a little further in this. It says, and God said, divided the light from the darkness, right? Now let's go to verse 26. Verse 26, can we get that? Verse 26 of Genesis, of the same chapter. Now notice what God did in verse 26. Because if we would take time and just go down through that, it says, and I have it marked in my Bible, and it says, God said, and God said, and God said, and God said, and God said. Is that right? And then when it got to verse 26, and God said, and God said, what? Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let them have dominion over what? Fish of the sea, over the birds of the heaven. I guess we're in another translation. Birds of the heavens and over the cattle, over all the earth. How much of the earth? How much of the earth? Over all the earth and over every what? Creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Who said that? The one that was good. One that said, let light be. And then he didn't stop there. Let's go just a little further now. 27. And God did what? Created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. God did what? Bless them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. How many living things that God says for man to have dominion over? Now, why would somebody come up with the statement, God's in control? And he just told you to take it. Just like me giving your car and you on the steering wheel and I'm sitting over on the driver's side, on the passenger side, Jimmy's in control. No, I'm not. You in control. If that thing run in the ditch, it's not going to be my fault. Because you the one is in control. And I'm going to try to condense this as the best I can to get to the point. I will do my best to, you know, because there's a lot can be said in between where I am, where I want to go. But let me say this. When God made man, he put man in charge. But in Genesis 3, somebody else showed up with a different story, a different message, and it was against what God had said. And the woman got convinced that the fellow was right. She, and what was so bad about it, it would have been bad, but what make it so terrible, because I used to think this now. I said, well, that snake, serpent, sneaked up to Eve while Adam was out there working, taking care of business. That's what I thought until I read the Bible closer. And to come find out, the Bible said he was standing right there with her. Didn't say a word. Watch her eat it. And I mean, just do it and wash her eat, and then turn around when she gave it to him. He ate it too. Somebody said that he saw what she had did or what she had done, and realized that she had separated herself from it. He went in there to get her back, and he got caught himself. He tried to go in there and get her back, and he couldn't. He got caught himself. And ever since then, man have been having problems with darkness. God and his enemy. And the moment Adam sinned, the moment he was separated from God, He left from light to darkness like that. He was gone.